Treasury will be forced to refund half the tariffs if Supreme Court rules against Trump, Bessent says. The Treasury Department will be forced to issue tariff-related rebates if the Supreme Court upholds a lower court order that blocked a large portion of tariffs that were issued by the Trump administration earlier this year, said Secretary Scott Bessent on Sunday. We would have to give a refund on about half the tariffs, which would be terrible for the Treasury, Bessent told NBC News's Meet the Press, meaning that it would represent a loss in federal revenue. He added that, if the court says it, we'd have to do it. But he said that the Trump administration is confident it will win the case before the Supreme Court. Bessent said that there could be other avenues to impose tariffs if the Supreme Court rules against those duties, although he did not go into details about what they are. However, he said that those maneuvers would diminish the authority of the Trump administration. Another White House official, National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett, told CBS News's Face the Nation that there are other legal means to implement the duties, including Section 232 tariffs that allow the president to impose restrictions on imports into the United States or force other countries into negotiations following an investigation. In a late August 7th to 4th ruling, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit said that most of Trump's reciprocal tariffs, which he had imposed in April, are illegal. The majority found the president overstepped his authority under a 1977 law called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The statute bestows significant authority on the president to undertake a number of actions in response to a declared national emergency, but none of these actions explicitly include the power to impose tariffs, duties, or the like, or the power to tax, the court stated, upholding a lower court order that blocked the tariffs. The judges later wrote that it appears to be unlikely that Congress intended, in enacting IEEPA, to depart from its past practice and grant the president unlimited authority to impose tariffs. That ruling will not take effect until October 14, allowing the Trump administration to appeal the decision to the Supreme Court. Last week, the administration did just that, asking the High Court to weigh in on the matter and reverse the appeals court order. U.S. Solicitor General John Sauer asked the justices to take up the case in November, arguing that the appeals court order impacts negotiations on trade deals. That decision casts a pall of uncertainty upon ongoing foreign negotiations that the president has been pursuing through tariffs over the past 5 months, jeopardizing both already negotiated framework deals and ongoing negotiations, the Solicitor General wrote. The stakes in this case could not be higher. In his Sunday interview, Bessent was asked about the U.S. economy and whether the tariffs could contribute to a potential downturn. President Trump held the views on tariffs. He was proven right, he responded. We had the quickest stock market recovery in history. We're at new highs in August, and we're not going to do economic policy off of one number. We believe that good policies are in place that are going to create good, high-paying jobs for the American people.